Back in the day, the state of Alaska was in charge of Tideland's leases. But over the years, the state transferred that obligation to municipalities. Planning Director Tom Williams says some of the leases the borough holds are 25 years old and the rent rates have never been adjusted. That sparked a process. There were assessments, input from leaseholders, staff recommendations, adjustments to the code. It's all very complex, and it doesn't appear to be getting less complicated. Williams told the Assembly that the code now calls for leaseholders to pay 10% of the property value, not including improvements. But some leaseholders thought that was too much. So, borough staff looked into how other Southeast communities deal with Tideland's leases. William said Sitka had recently lowered its lease rate.
I contacted the Sitka planning director and got some information on how that transpired. And they were going through the same process as we were. They were coming up on rent renewals, and they found that the 10% was a deterrent to development in the community. So the planning director proposed a 4.5% rate of the market value.
Williams proposed that Ketchikan do a little better than that by charging 4.5% of the property value, which is lower than market value. Ketchikan Borough Planning staff offered a few other options for the Assembly to consider, such as the existing 10% rate, an 8% rate, and a rate that changes based on the prime rate. The Assembly didn't seem to like any of those options, though. Assemblymember Glenn Thompson says that rent on the Tidelands needs to encourage development, and he doesn't believe the options do that.
You can invest your money in your property or you can leave it in the bank. And if we create a situation through property taxes or Tideland leases where it's better for them to leave it in the bank or invest somewhere else, we're defeating our purposes here.
Thompson added that each existing Tidelands lease should be evaluated individually, taking into consideration its location, the economic value that the leaseholder's improvements provide to the community, and rate shock. In other words, the reaction a leaseholder might have to a rent adjustment after 25 years of no change. Assemblymember Todd Phillips had a suggestion.
The thing that stands out the most to me, Tom, is that, you know, Ketchikan being open for business. At this point, I'm not sure what would work. In my mind, I was thinking maybe we should do a 1% and then increase 1% a year and cap at 3.
Philip said that kind of program would allow businesses to plan their budgets to accommodate rate increases over time rather than all at once. There was no Assembly action on Philip's suggestion. Later, Thompson made a motion directing borough staff to bring back a modification to the Tidelands lease ordinance that provides for new leases and details how the borough will address existing leases. He says the original lease rate should be the basis for the borough's evaluation process to not punish leaseholders for making improvements.
When 10 Mile was originally put in there, you know, when that lease was originally developed, there may not have been a road out there. Might not have been power out there. We don't know. Look at Gravine Island when we had that one. We had no power over there, no roads, no nothing. So the lease rate was probably very small then. But when we put a business out there, or we put some sort of an economic engine out there, it creates the growth and it creates that development. And so then we come back, you know, 10, 20, 30 years later and say, gee, you've done such a great job, we're gonna penalize you for it. I don't think that's appropriate.
Assembly members approved Thompson's motion and added that they would like the cost of making improvements to a site considered as well. Phillips pointed out that some Tidelands are costly to develop, and in the long run, the community will benefit from those improvements. The Tidelands leases all have reversionary clauses, which means the property will come back to the borough at the close of the lease. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.